goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. Today I have with me Alice Aspen March. We're going to be talking about attention. I did pay attention to Larry and to Sam's show just now. And let me give you my two cents. First of all, are we having more tornadoes? Or is the equipment better? Are people so much on edge that they're reporting more than they ever reported before? I contend that it's about the same. With regard to the Dark Age, the Dark Age began September 11th, 2001. Some could say it ended Sunday, May 1st, 2011. I believe we are going into a golden age. So, gentlemen, you have gotten my attention. Alice, did they get your attention?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We're here to talk about attention today. First of all, I want to tell everybody that this show is expanding and growing. Not only do we have a producer today in Sam, but we have Janice, a sound engineer. We are going crazy here. If you have questions today for either Alice or myself, give us a call, 877-480-4120. If you are too shy to talk, I don't know why. You can email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com, or you can go to the Talking Alternative fan page and give us an instant message that way. But we'd much rather hear your voices. Great day. It's an absolutely wonderful day. Can't wait to get outside, but we're going to talk about attention. What are we talking about? How to give it, how to get it, or how to keep it?
All of it, Larry.
Okay. I would imagine that the way you keep it is by giving it.
Well, let's go back a little bit farther.
Okay.
Because in all the work I've done, I keep meeting people who really don't know anything about attention. We all thought we did. I thought I did. And I had to spend 2 years researching what attention is, how to get it, how to give it. But the first place you really could find it is in ourselves. What kind of attention do we need to be the people that we want to be? And this is an hour about divorce, right?
That is correct.
Well, I can't tell you how many people have said to me, you know, the reason I got my divorce is he never paid any attention to me.
Funny you should say that.
Funny I should say that.
The reason I had you in was because I was thinking, first of all, I'm 3 weeks without a spouse, so congratulate me. I'm officially divorced.
Congratulations.
Which is wonderful. And my wife could bring, my ex-wife could have started a sentence with the following three words, and I would not have heard another word in the conversation. Today on Oprah, I'm telling you, not another word would I hear. I could carry on a conversation with her, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Right.
And I think that when I stopped paying attention, I stopped caring.
Well,
and that was the beginning of the end.
Yes. Yes, it is. Attention can be defined many ways. And one of the ways is certainly showing that you care, showing that you listen. If you know the guy who sits in the bar at night and says, oh, my God, I really love my wife. He's in the bar, you understand. His wife doesn't know where he is. He hasn't called her up to tell her that he's not coming home. These are the way our culture, our marriages are going today, because attention on one hand is so simple. So everybody thinks they know everything about it, but it's not so simple. First of all, it's our primary need. It's everybody's primary need. And if you don't know the kind of attention you need, you can't tell anybody what you need. And we only get what we need when we make requests. Otherwise, we expect the whole world to know what we need, especially our husband or our wife. And when they don't give us what they need, what we need, what happens?
Out the door.
Out the door. out the door. You know, I very often start my workshops by asking people if they know who Hester Prynne was. Anybody here know who Hester Prynne was?
Hester Prynne was in the Scarlet Letter?
That's right.
Okay.
And why do you think she had a Scarlet? Why do you think she got the Scarlet Letter?
Because her husband didn't pay any attention to her.
Yes, so she went down the street and had an affair.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been going on forever. But we don't walk around with scarlet letters, do we? Or do
we? Maybe we do, maybe we don't.
Maybe we do. But the chief reason for somebody straying, and I don't care if it's a wife or a husband, is that they feel uncared about at home. And they find somebody at the office or in the park or in the bar or we're on a trip who cares about them. And that feels so good. It's very seductive, you know?
It is. Intriguing. But I will tell you, last week, my good friend Larry Sharp did a show and talked about prostitution, the world's oldest profession.
Yes.
And one thing about prostitutes, they give you their attention for that limited period of time that you give them money. They give you attention.
That's their job.
That's right. And that's why it is the world's oldest profession.
But we who are wives and husbands and workers and parents and everything, our attention is really fragmented so that we forget. We really forget that the people in our lives need us to pay attention to them, especially kids. You know, do you have kids?
I do.
You know, when you get on the telephone at home, what happens?
They give me 30 seconds and say, I got to go.
No, you got big kids. I mean, when they were little. Sorry. when a young parent gets
on the... I got big kids, yes.
You got big kids. Well, I'll give you the answer.
But thank you so much for the compliment.
It's true. Well, you look like a young guy. Typical, when the phone rings and young kids hear it and they see their parents pick up the phone, they run right over to the phone. Because they know that whatever's on the phone or whoever's on the phone is coming between them. So I suggest to young parents that they tell the person on the phone just a moment and say to a young child, I know you want my attention. You're acknowledging where they are, what they need. But give me a chance to talk on the phone and I'll be right there. And chances are they will have run off to play again.
No kidding. That's a great way to do that. So when I have grandchildren, I should do it that way.
Absolutely.
Okay. So my grandchildren will be better adjusted than my children.
They usually are. But you know,
my grandchildren, you get to give back.
Well, you're in a particularly envious position because you can go home at night.
That's right.
You don't. But as a person, we have to understand that attention is really energy. That's what it is. We can feel it. You know when somebody's giving you the kind of attention you need, or opposite, the kind you don't need. We can see it, we can smell it, we can taste it, and we can hear it, and we can touch it. It is an energy force. Go out on the street and see parents talk, bending down, for instance, to talk to a small child. That child gets that energy from that parent. That is really nifty.
That's good.
That's good. My favorite sight is to see a young father, after he was tugged on a long time, lift his child up over the deli counter.
To see what was going
exactly.
on. Exactly. Wow. All right, we're going to come back in a minute. I neglected to ask you, you are training, your bio, why people should listen to you as an expert on attention. And we will do that when we come back from the break. I'm here with Alice Aspen March. We're talking attention on the Divorce Hour, two things that I think go hand in hand, attention and lack of attention and divorce. I am Larry Bloom here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Goodbye to you.
Great. Appropriate.
Oh, yes. We have very appropriate music on this show. Patti Smythe, the lead singer, is now Mrs. John McEnroe. And the bass player is a former client of mine.
Really?
Yes. So I have particular attachment to that song. We're here with Alice Aspen March. And what makes you an authority on attention?
Well, it happened in my own family. I had a crisis with my youngest son who went from television addiction, which it is, heavy television viewing is an addiction, to drug usage. And Larry, I was really terrified that I could lose him. So I went looking for the role I played in his dysfunctional behavior. I had no idea what it was, none. I changed my lifestyle, and I became the resident mother, car, refrigerator, consultant. But at that age, he was a teenager. So, of course, his peers knew more than I did. And then I had an epiphany over that word. I had been executive director of a nonprofit organization which talked about the impact of TV viewing on children and families. And I realized during that time, because I did a lot of parenting lectures and coaching, that our kids were not getting what they needed in front of the television set. That's all I knew, because they were abandoned to the television set. No parents were there to mediate it with them. There was stuff coming off that set that scared them, and nobody was there to talk about them. So that was in my head. Anyway, when I had an epiphany over the word attention, I went looking for that word everywhere I can find it. I'm a born researcher. I looked in legal books, medical books, social books, gym books, justice books, everywhere. And of course, the only time I saw it attached to anything was ADHD and ADD, which is not what I was looking for. And then I came across an example of where a doctor gave a patient more time than ever prior to surgery. And when that patient went back for an X-ray, his tumor had shrunk to the point where the doctor was amazed and said to the patient, "I don't know what happened." And the patient said, "I do. You spent wonderful time with me last Friday. and I felt better. I felt safe. I felt like I could handle everything. So I thought to myself, that's very interesting. That is a description of attention without using the word. So that's when I was off on a quest. And pretty soon I had a body of work, because I had enough research that sort of crisscrossed, and I would find a place where it came from two directions. And I took it to a very fine fitness spa in Mexico, and I gave 4 workshops, and a literary agent was there, and I met her on Saturday night, the first night we were there. I never saw her again. She was a jock, and I'm not. So she gave my husband her card on Friday night, the following Friday night, and said, if Alice ever needs me, here's my card. The next Saturday morning, I saw her. There was an empty seat next to her at breakfast, but the first time I'd seen her in a week.
Right.
And I said, hi, Barbara, thanks for giving Richard my card, your card. But you don't know anything I did, because you never came to anything. And she said, I don't have to, because everybody here is talking about you. So that was what I needed to know, to hear that my work resonates with everybody. Because, as I said, everybody, or maybe I didn't, everybody's prime need, core need, is for attention. It doesn't matter how old they are, how young, how rich, how poor, how big, where they come from. They need their particular kinds of attention. And so I've been doing this for 15 years. And it doesn't matter where I go, the same question occurs out of the audience. Why haven't we heard this before?
Okay. Why haven't we heard this before?
We haven't heard this before because I connected the dots. You know, we're either left-brained or right-brained. We either have to see something to know it exists, or we get that it exists even if we don't see it. And I'm a generalist, and I just was lucky. I put the pieces together. And my work changes people's lives. I've had people say to me, I'm going home and parent differently, or I'm going to treat my employees differently, or I'm going to talk to my husband differently. I'm going to ask him what kinds of attention he wants from me. I mean, this is bottom line communication. And it gets to where, well, if you ask somebody, for instance, what kind of attention do you want from me? They may not know, because it's never come up. So the next thing you say is, when you figure it out, I really want you to tell me, because I want to give it to you. And if I can't give it to you, I want to have a conversation about it. People's relationships have changed over that question. An adult daughter who couldn't talk to her mother, for instance, asked her mother that, and the relationship changed.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a juicy, pithy subject.
So you write?
I do.
You lecture?
I do.
Do you do one-on-one sessions?
I do.
People?
I've done it all. I've given keynote speeches. I've created workshops. I've coached high-paying executives. I've coached low-paying executives. I've coached kids. Kids are so eager for what I have to tell them. Because...
How young?
Well, beginning teens. Okay. Although I could really coach younger kids. And when I coach parents, one thing that I share, they've got to determine what kinds of kids they have, because we're one of 3 kinds of people. We either do our worlds visually, auditorily, or kinesthetically. And you can...
You better explain
I will. You can hear it in people's language. For instance, I am very visual, so I see things. I see what you're talking about. I see. So if I was born to a kinesthetic person who wanted to do everything physically, they do their world physically, and I'm visual, and she doesn't understand that I don't do my world physically, we got an outage. And you know, fathers particularly, who want their kids to be jocks.
That wasn't one of my issues, but okay.
Okay. But the kids, that's not who they are. That's not what they're born to do. So that you've heard people say, I can't swim, I can't ride a bike, I can't do this, because their parents couldn't. I mean, I got stories up the yin-yang.
Oh, I'm sure.
But people, when they hear what I do, they want to talk to me immediately and tell me their stories. And The stories are well, I know somebody who won't ever eat a banana cream cake because that's the only cake that his mother made for him for his birthday for like 20 years. She never asked him what kind of a cake he wanted.
She just thought that was the cake that he wanted because she liked that cake.
That's exactly right. And therein lies the rub. We do for our kids, we do for our husbands, we do for our employees what we think they need. And we really don't know what they need until we ask them.
And we got to ask. Now, you used the word attention, and the word that popped into my mind, which, well, obviously communication is one of them. But the real word that came into my mind was priorities. My marriage, and everybody knows this show is all about me. This is my self-therapy. I felt that I was a low priority to my wife.
That's a terrible thing to feel.
You are
not alone. It makes you feel invisible. It makes you feel untrustworthy. It makes you feel unsafe.
That's correct.
Yeah, well, you're not alone. You are not alone. But that's where communication comes in. Because if you're feeling that way, you must express that. And then comes a conversation. Do you know how I'm feeling right now? I'm feeling like you don't give up.
Rats, you know what?
About me. Oh, that's not true. Well, let me tell you how I'm feeling. Attention is attached to feelings. You have to know what your feelings are about either getting attention or not getting attention. For instance, what you just did now made me feel so good. People like to hear that.
Okay.
So what you did right now just made me feel like you don't care, like I don't matter, like I'm invisible to you.
So you got to keep talking. You gotta keep talking. I'm gonna come back and keep talking with Alice Aspen March after this short break. I am Larry Bloom. You are listening to The Divorce Hour here at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative.
Jay Giles Band, Love Stinks. I am here with Alice Aspen March talking about attention. Alice, how does one reach you?
I have an email, alice@theattentionfactor.com, and I have a website that's www.theattentionfactor.com. But I want to comment on your love stinks.
Okay.
Love does not stink. Love, my definition...
love, we're going to go into the definition of love. That's
my
bad.
Definition of love. And I've done this a lot of thinking, a lot of asking, is quality attention in action.
Okay.
You can tell somebody that you love them till the cows come home. But if they don't feel loved, it's a lost sentence.
Actions speak louder than words. We say that to our children from word one.
You got it. Now, I have to acknowledge your next guest before we go on, because
Tony's not my guest. He's my subsequent host.
Subsequent host. The next guy coming up.
Right.
Tony. He brought me on the first time, and I met Sam, and so that's why I'm here today. So, Tony, thank you, wherever you are.
He's not far away.
Acknowledgement. This is why I brought it up, partly, because acknowledgement is so important, not only at work, at school, in the dental chair, everywhere you go.
In that case, let me interrupt you for a minute and acknowledge my listeners today in Japan and in Lithuania and all across the United States today. We have listeners in virtually every major city today. So it's wonderful. If you feel that you want to call in, either for a question from Alice or to me, the number is 877-480-4120. You can send an instant message through the Talking Alternative fan page. I think I said that right. I'm sure that Sam and Janice can figure out how those questions come up, but we would rather hear your voices.
That's very exciting for me, because I have talked around the world, and people, as I said, continue to ask me, why haven't we heard this before? So, wonderful.
Well, it's important work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, I guess as a trial attorney, I know all about attention.
I know you do.
Okay. I go in for a day of trial, and I've got to pay attention to the witness. I got to figure out the rules of law, figure whether a question is objectionable or not. Then if it's objectionable, I have to figure out, do I really want to object to it? Then I've got my client talking in my other ear. So by the end of the day, I'm exhausted. I've given my attention for 8 hours. Solid. And I know that on those days when I was on trial and I came home, I wasn't as attentive a husband as I should have been.
Well, let me tell you on the other side, because I've unfortunately gone through a divorce.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And now I understand what I didn't get, because I didn't know any better. A woman particularly, I think, at least the ones I have talked to, need a team to go in to have a divorce. They need a CPA, they need a financial manager, and they need their lawyer.
And a therapist.
That would help. But I want these people practically in the courtroom, because lawyers don't speak the language that some of us can understand. That's just the way it is. So I had an occasion, and my other lawyer was on the telephone. He said, Alice, do you understand what's going on? I said, no. He said, well, I'll talk to you later. Let me handle it. But I appreciated his support so much, because when the final papers came in, it was some of it. Of course, I'm not stupid. I did understand. But there were little areas where I would have liked nuances. Thank you. Great word. That I would have liked to have been able to ask somebody, please explain this to me. And unfortunately, I had a lawyer I could not do that with. But I was asked recently, when I was in Austin, a young woman was going through a divorce. I said, get a team. And when I went back a year later, she ran across a room to tell me that was the best thing she ever heard, and she did, and it worked out perfectly. So that's my advice to people getting divorced. I mean,
that's just the women or the men?
No, I was going to say men also, but very often, the lawyers will speak to the men. It just happens that way.
And what about the female lawyers talking to the women as opposed to the men?
Well, yeah, sometimes that happens too. But I think we should all have, we all need people around us who support us, who hear us, who really, for lack of a better word, give us the kind of attention that we need. But we really have to, we have to ask for it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you think that women are mistreated in the divorce process?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Yes.
How so?
Well, first of all,
are we talking about yours or are we talking in general?
Well, of course, I'm a woman and I've heard so many awful stories that I'm biased. Okay. I will say that I am biased. I was in a courtroom where the judge had a thing about women. He did, because I didn't know this at the time, but afterwards I heard it. And he was nasty to me when he even questioned me the first time. I didn't know what to do. I said, what have I done to this man? So he's carrying baggage into the courtroom. And, you know, I can go back and prove to you, or at least talk about it, how we carry the baggage from childhood right into the courtroom or right into business or right into the marriage bed, because the kind of attention we get in childhood lives with us forever. So, you know, until you're really put together, you got to examine if you hear something or feel something coming at you that doesn't feel good. It's well to say, just a minute, that didn't feel good to me. Or why are you talking to me like that? Or talk to your lawyer and say, did you hear what he just said? But we don't do that. We haven't done that enough. I certainly didn't do it. I would today, but I'm not going there again.
I don't blame you. I don't want to go there again either. It's a terrible process.
It is a terrible process.
And just so you're aware, the genesis of this show is because after 30 years of being a divorce lawyer, I became a divorce litigant. And I realized how little I knew about divorce.
Yeah.
And how I wanted to explore the peripheral issues around divorce, such as attention, such as some of the other things that we...
It's almost heartless. And you know who it affects most, really, are the kids. The kids are used as pawns, often between mother and father. Not fair.
And that can be kids of any age.
Kids of any age. The kids should be left out of it. Their parents should keep an open communication, but they should not use them. They should not pit one against the other. They should not take sides. It's all about talking. I mean, when you've got a husband and wife, you've got two human beings who, while they've come and they're married for 30 years, they brought all this baggage into this marriage.
And then they got more baggage as they were traveling the road.
Traveling the road.
Because they were picking up more things to put in that baggage.
That's right. That's right.
Now, again, this show is all about me.
Go.
If you don't want it to be all about me,
call up.
Call us up. It can be all about you. 877-480-4120. Let me talk about my ex's birthday and about the Easy Pass. When we get back from this next break, I'm here with Alice Aspen March. Please call, email. I don't think it's tweet. It's IM. Just get your comments out to us. We want to talk to you. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Do you love movies? Then join me and share your opinions about them on the radio. This is Mike, a movie fan like you. Starting May 10th, join me every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for my new show, Movie Time, on TalkingAlternative.com. Call me live or email me at MovieTimeRadio@gmail.com. We'll talk about all the blockbusters, who's the best director, and which movies are overrated, among many other topics. Join me for Movie Time, Tuesdays at 6 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Make you love me if you don't. Bonnie Raitt, the saddest song I have ever heard in my life. When you feel that way, whether it's in a marriage or it's in your rebound relationship or it's anywhere, it is the worst feeling in the world. You can't make somebody love you.
Well, first of all, the first person who should love you or needs to love you is you. If you don't love yourself, you really aren't lovable. And we as children didn't get a lot of...
That was a general you, not a specific you.
Well,
correct?
I picked it up as specific. yes. Thank you. You know, I just want to acknowledge your work because the rate of divorce in our country is so astronomical now. There is obviously something wrong with how people go into divorce. Maybe they should be in therapy before the divorce, before the marriage, rather than after the marriage, or after.
That's a trend now, I've seen.
I hope so, because communication between people is so out because they're not in touch with their feelings.
Okay.
So, along with learning what kinds of attention you want and need, it's well to get to connect to your feelings. How do you feel about everything in your life, really? Do you feel safe at home? Are you happy when you come home? Are you happy when you go out with people? How about holidays? I mean, we've had a lot of holidays lately. How are holidays for you? I've got stories about holidays you wouldn't believe. But you mentioned birthday. That's a holiday, you know.
It is.
Yes, it is. It's the day we were born.
It's the day that's supposed to be all about you, regardless of your age.
That is correct, because you've landed on this earth. And you're happy about it, and people ought to be happy about it, too. But you know how many people won't celebrate their birthdays? Oh, I don't celebrate my birthday anymore. That's a whole loaded paragraph for me, because I want to know why. Because if your birthday was on Valentine's Day, you didn't celebrate your birthday. You celebrated Valentine's Day. If your birthday was near Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, you didn't celebrate your birthday. You celebrated Hanukkah. Do you know that a woman was sitting with her daughter at Christmas, and they were looking at the tree, and her birthday was the day after Christmas? So she said, "You've got too many presents under the tree. I'm going to take some out and give them to you for your birthday." She never got over that. That didn't happen to her siblings.
Okay, so that's a bad thing?
That is a bad thing. That is a bad thing not to honor a person's birthday. Yes, it is a bad thing.
Alice, we have a caller. We have Maggie on line one. Hello, Maggie. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You have a question for Alice or for myself?
Yeah, I do have a question for Alice. Alice was talking about the first person to love is yourself. And so she's talking about attention, and my question is, if you're on your own, because a lot of people are, don't have a partner or children or siblings, and their friends are caught up in their own lives, how do you, and you can't afford a therapist, how do you give yourself attention?
Wonderful question. You figure out what makes you sing, metaphorically sing. And that's the kind of thing you do. If you love walking in the park, or you love just sitting watching people, or you love to go to the library, or you love to go to the movies, you don't wait to be asked. You take yourself these places. You give yourself permission to take yourself to a movie and be happy that you can do that. So the big secret of giving yourself attention is really knowing what kind of attention you want. And then if you've got a partner, you tell that, you share that with them, and you share whatever it is. But we're all, in a certain sense, alone and by ourselves. And so to tank ourselves first, or include people, other people, in tanking them up or tanking ourselves up, that's what makes for healthy people. Does that answer your question?
Makes sense to me. Yeah, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maggie, while you're still here, I want to ask, Amanda, and we get your input, I want to ask Alice the following. What's the difference in that self-love and in narcissism?
Well, narcissism is where you don't see anybody else. It's all about you, and it's all about getting for you. There's no giving.
Okay.
Self-love is that you recognize what you need, but you also recognize what other people need.
Okay. Thanks. Maggie, anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for calling, and keep listening. Tell your friends that you like the show.
I will.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So, birthdays. The reason my daughter and I are not... let's talk about how I came up with... how I decided finally to get a divorce after...
I'd like to hear that, yeah.
It was a few months before my 55th birthday. And I had an epiphany. My epiphany was 2/3 of my life is over and I'm miserable. And I only have 1/3 left and I don't want to be miserable the last third. It never occurred to me, you know, I was one of those people, she had convinced me, it was all my fault. I was never going to meet anybody, I was going to die alone. And all those things.
Who is she?
She who shall not be named.
Okay, so you mentioned that you wanted a divorce.
So, but I didn't care. I knew that I would be happier. I'll completely alone than I would be if I needed the escape.
Did you ever talk about these things before to your wife? Did she know how unhappy you were?
Yes.
Okay.
But it got to the point where she wouldn't respond. It was. I guess because I argue professionally.
You're tough.
What?
You're tough.
I'm not, you know, She never really wanted to get into an exchange that way with me. So if she were angry with me, she would shut down. Mm-hmm. And I was very effective because it made me crazy. But it did nothing to preserve our marriage.
Right.
So.
One of the ways, of course, to act out when you don't get the kind of attention you need is to shut down, withdraw, or get angrier. So she did what she had to do. And it's unfortunate. I wish I'd known you before because maybe I could have come in and really helped or given you some tools. What I do is give people tools and a skill they've never had. My life has totally changed. I mean, I picked up from California when my kids left, and I moved to New York because I knew that's where I needed to be. That was giving myself the attention that I needed. I didn't want to. I lived in Los Angeles. I didn't want to drive anymore. I felt isolated.
Well, you're in the right place.
I am. I love it. I am so tanked up. You talk about self-love. I get on a bus. I feel so good. I get to look at the people. I get to talk to the people. That's what makes my day. Or I get in a subway and I watch all these young people. I'm just, because I'm visual. So I'm tanking up all the time for myself in New York.
Okay. Before we go to the break, could you tell our listeners once again how to reach you?
Yes. Alice at theattentionfactor, one word, .com. And my website is www.theattentionfactor.com.
Great.
I will answer your emails. I will chat with you, and et cetera.
That's great. And if you, we still have a segment left here, so please call in at 877-480-4120. Be like Maggie. Don't be shy. Pick up the phone and give us a call. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
You're 55.
I'm now 57.
And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love.
The Righteous Brothers, you've lost that love and feeling because you're not being heard, because you're not communicating and because you're not getting attention. And yes, you've got to close your eyes when I kiss your lips. Otherwise, you know, you're not in the moment, and you got to be in the moment.
You know, learning about attention, as I know it and I've learned, keeps you in the moment because you're aware that attention is energy, and when it's withdrawn from you, you feel that. Or when it comes toward you, you feel that too. And good attention really feels good. You know, do you have any pets? What do cats like? What do dogs like?
Well, cats,
same.
Cats don't care.
Yeah, cats care.
Cats don't care. But dogs, oh, love me. They're really into love.
Why do cats sleep with their owners?
For the warm body heat.
They care. I promise you they care.
Okay.
You know,
I guess because I'm allergic to cats. I've always had a thing against cats.
That's a problem. I want to say something to you that's a little serious, big serious. It's not only to you. It's to everybody who gets a divorce. They need to do some inner work on themselves after a divorce because you don't want to go into another relationship and operate like you've been operating because that hurt too much. So I suggest to everybody that after a divorce, they go into a 12-step program and listen to what goes on there. It's fascinating. I did a lot of my research in 12-step programs because I wanted to hear what people said. And they said, I got drunk because it's the only place I could get any attention. It's the only way I could get any attention. So I'm just suggesting.
You could also go to Codependence Anonymous, CODA, something is, you know, that's a little bit more.
Yep. It's all about this, what we're talking about.
You know,
about.
You know what a codependent sees on his deathbed?
What?
Everybody else's lives go by before their eyes. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to divorce for a minute.
Okay.
What do you think is the answer in terms of the process? How can we avoid divorces?
Well, as soon as something isn't working in a marriage, that's the time to get help. That's the time to go for coaching or therapy or something. Don't let it keep going. That's the worst. And also, when you start having children, the nature of the pair, the nature of the marriage, changes dramatically.
No question about it.
And you really have to acknowledge that by talking about it, because kids begin to drive husbands crazy before mothers get that same thing. Because husbands come home from a long day at the office and they want some time out.
And they want some attention.
Yes, they do. And as soon as they hit the front door, it's all about somebody else. So I think young parents have to have a date night. I think they have to know that that's a requirement in a marriage, is to take some time out. I don't care what you do with it. Go to a hotel, go to a restaurant,
go to a movie,
bowling alley, go to a movie. Just the two of you. It's like getting blood, a pint of blood or nourishment or something, and announce to your kids and everybody else, you know, we have a date night Friday that's just for mom and dad, so that you're role modeling that for kids. You're taking care of yourself. You're taking care of the partnership. They need to see that.
Role models. We could do a whole hour on role modeling, and I have to tell you, when I realized during the same epiphany that I was a terrible role model for my son and for my daughter, that I knew that a change was needed.
I want to congratulate you for that, because that's a very vulnerable place to get, to realize that things aren't right and that you're now impacting another generation. It's a very strong place to get to, because, you know, failure is not a bad thing. It's when you stop trying that's a bad thing.
That's right.
So that you could admit, you know, I wasn't a very good husband. I haven't been a very good father. I'm going to learn how, but I'm going to give you kids the kind of attention that you need. So you got to tell me what it is. But congratulations. That's terrific.
Thank you. You know, we've almost run out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming in. There are so many things I want to talk to you about. Can we do this again?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. I would like everyone to know that we had a staff meeting here, and apparently we're supposed to know what we're talking about almost a week in advance. So let me give you folks a little teaser. I am reading the book, The Science of Kissing. And I found it in the biology department at Barnes & Noble. And how did I find this book? Because I knew the author's mother. And I was in communication with the author, and her people say that she's not doing interviews right now, so I'm not giving her name. But the subject is really interesting, and I want everybody to think about kissing. Is it nature, or is it nurture, or is it a combination? Please stay tuned to my good friend Tony Martinetti. He will be discussing his feet. I have no idea what that means, but he will be discussing his feet today on Nonprofit Radio. I guess maybe he's selling his feet for charity or something of that nature. You know, they never tell me anything. They just give me little teasers to put in here. I have had a blast. If you are listening to the show and you are enjoying it, do not keep us a secret. Do not keep the Talking Alternative Broadcasting Network a secret. I just saw Tony's feet. Now I know why. Let's tell your friends. Send emails. Scream it from the rooftops. Listen to the Divorce Hour. Listen to Talking Alternative. Thank you again, Alice, for coming in. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
Thank you. I want to see the blue feet.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you love movies? Then join me and share your opinions about them on the radio. This is Mike, a movie fan like you. Starting May 10th, join me every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. for my new show, Movie Time, on TalkingAlternative.com. Call me live or email me at MovieTimeRadio@gmail.com. We'll talk about all the blockbusters, who's the best director, and which movies are overrated, among many other topics. Join me for Movie Time, Tuesdays at 6 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502.
We make people happy.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.